You know, it's good to sing some of the old songs that are part of the tradition of the church in Scotland. The paraphrases were a great thing that the reformers started to sing, and the covenanters would sing them as well. And often they would be sung unaccompanied or sung very simply, the way we've been singing it this morning. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to show you something. I have often thought about this. Think about it. Have you ever wondered what actually happened inside the tomb? Jesus is lying in the tomb and then he rises. How does he rise? How does it happen? But the thing that always amazes me is it must have been so cool. It must have been so cool, because did Jesus get up and he knew the stone was still there? And he knew everything that was going to happen. He got up. These are the grave clothes, it says. It says the grave clothes were folded neatly. I think there's something cool about this whole story of Jesus defeating death. He folds up the grave clothes. He's not in a hurry. He's not in a hurry to burst out of that door or that tomb, because he knows he's going out of the tomb. And he just walks through the tomb. Something amazing happened on Easter Sunday. The man that we serve, the man that we follow, was God come among us. John Bell, in one of his hymns, says, "It was as though he cleared his throat. The resurrection for Jesus was like an ended silence." My dear friends, that's the hope that we have, that this gospel of Jesus Christ is so powerful that it changes lives. And it's that Spirit of God that dwelt in Jesus that now comes to dwell and live in you and me. And we'll hear more about that over the next 6 weeks as we think about the coming Holy Spirit. And we're going to have a brilliant Pentecost service. So you book that in your diary now. And can I just book the band? The 12th of June is the next big celebration. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have all kinds of things. We're going to be preparing for it at the 5 o'clock service for the next 6 weeks. I've not told the cut session that, but I hope you'll agree. And let us just carry on the 5 o'clock service till we get all the stuff ready for Pentecost. And it's going to be fantastic Pentecost worship here on the 12th of June. And we're going to be working up for it. Because what is it about? It's about God's Spirit coming to change our lives. And it's to believe that that can happen to people like you and me. The next thing we're going to do now is we're going to have a communion service. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome. You say, "But Albert, did you hear what I said? Everyone is welcome." But can I tell you what I did on Friday? In Edinburgh, I went out with one of the ministers in Edinburgh, and I stood in George Street, and we offered bread and wine to people passing by. Now, some people walked past, they weren't interested. But so many people stopped in the street and took bread and took wine. And it meant something to them. You see, can I tell you that John Calvin, the great reforming theologian, said this. He said, "Communion is a converting ordinance." You know, this could be for some person here today, their very first commitment to Christ by coming forward and taking the bread and wine. Wow. And someone else in the congregation might be saying, "But they don't understand what it's all about." Do you understand what it's all about? The grace of God reaching out to men and women and embracing them. I know no one's going to come here to this table without thinking about it. But if you feel you want to come, you come. And it might be for you your moment of conversion, your moment of commitment, your step in the right direction to begin to follow Jesus. The table is open. All who want to love the Lord in sincerity and in truth and are in love and charity with their neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. It's going to be very simple. You know, some of you have been at church every Sunday over the last few weeks. You'll notice in front of us is four cups. This first cup here is speaking to us of holiness, of sanctification. We talked about it. This is what's on the Passover table. That God, the word sanctified simply means that God thinks you're special and he loves you. And he's called you. And he's called you by your name and he knows you. And he loves you. And that's what that first cup means. And the second cup is a cup of deliverance. It means it's a cup of freedom, that he has freed you from all the things that hold you back. He's given you a new life. He's freed you. Do you believe that? And the third cup is the redemption, that it's cost them a great amount. He gave his life. To be redeemed means he's given everything for you. And the fourth cup is a cup of restoration, that he's bringing back into your life all the things that he wants to grow that's good and wholesome. God is at work in your life. That's the four cups. That's the four sermons summarized in 2 minutes. I'm doing quite well. And so this service is about saying, when we come forward, it's all these things that's going to happen. We're saying, I'm claiming that, Lord God. I want that in my life. I want your presence to come and dwell with me. What we're going to do is we're going to have four stations at the front here, two elders at each point. And when you come forward, there will be bread, and you pick the bread yourself. And to make it simple for people, we ask them to just, there's a theological word for it. It's called intinction. We want you just to take the bread and slip it in the wine and bring it out again. Can I ask that you use your hand as your cup? And the reason being, in case there's any drips, Anna will not be happy if you drip the wine on the carpet because she's got to tidy it afterwards. So when you just put your hand under for the, in case there's any drips, that you can make sure it doesn't go on the carpet, and that's the way forward. Can you think about that? And we're going to sing one song just to bring us into the mood for communion. Would you say, what about the children? Well, they're welcome too. Have they ever been turned away? Jesus never turned children away. And your children, you want to bring your children up as Christians, as followers of Jesus? Then why shouldn't they take that which is to nurture and strengthen them? And they can ask you all the difficult questions. Why did I do that? That's for you to answer. And if you don't know the answer, come and speak to your elder about it.